be fresher, better, fresher than them. They love. They want me to be fresher, better, fresher than them. They want me to be better, but no better than them. They love. No.
Very low, the facina van tota. You're listening to Power FM.
It's so dead.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition Citizens First leader Harikalaba pledges to transform the education sector.
Poor road network in Lupososhi district delays the purchase of maize.
In international news, flooding in Niger displaces tens of thousands and leaves at least 74 dead.
In sports news, Zambian referees get FIFA call-up for World Cup qualifier.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekina Sakala. Opposition Citizens First leader Harikalaba has pledged to reintroduce the debt swap program for civil servants if his party forms government in the next coming year. Mr. Kalaba says his administration will buy off all the loans appearing on civil servants' payslip to give them financial relief. He explained that the debt swap initiative was originally his idea before his other political parties or other political parties in power adopted it but later failed to sustain it. Mr. Kalaba emphasized that abandoning the program is equivalent to abandoning the welfare of civil servants. The opposition leader was speaking as part of his campaign message ahead of the 2026 general elections.
We as Citizens First have said we are going to reintroduce, mark my words,
yes,
we are going to reintroduce the debt swap. We are bringing it back so that government will buy off all the loans on their payslips, will buy them off. And we as CF, because remember, the idea of debt swap was mooted by the person you are talking to right now. It is me who talked about it in 2021. And then the PF heard about it, got it, and I don't have a problem with that. They even tried to implement it, then Bafumam government. However, UPND, when they came, they just tried it a bit, they abandoned it. So it means they abandoned the civil servants.
Lupososhi District Commissioner Simon Mwenya says the district has recorded a bumper harvest this year and has attributed the positive harvest to favorable rainfall and timely distribution of farming inputs. Mr. Mwenya has, however, confirmed that maize purchasing in some parts of the district has delayed due to bad state of roads in Kamusenda and Shindaila. He says the failure by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to send depot clerks to purchase the crop due to poor road network is negatively affecting the farmers. The DC has since confirmed that his office is doing everything possible to ensure that FRA dispatches its officers to purchase the staple crop in Impasa and Mulela areas.
Ososhi District is the recording bumper harvest, and as a district, we are capable of feeding the two provinces, the bigger provinces like Copperbelt and Lusaka. We are expecting bumper harvest, and the reason is simple, because the district is receiving adequate rainfall. So we are recording bumper harvest this year. We have some parts of the district where the FRA is not buying maize, like Kamusenga and Shindaila. The problem with that, the road network is extremely bad, which is unable the FRA to send their depot clerk to go and buy maize. But we are doing everything possible, more especially in Mulala, in Impasa area and Mulala, to ensure that the MOA take the depot clerk to go and ensure that the maize, they buy maize from our farmers.
In other news, Kawe Central Constituency Member of Parliament Chrysosta Piri has disclosed that the constituency will soon receive a district hospital. The lawmaker says the hospital will be constructed by government in partnership with stakeholders in the private sector. She adds that the hospital will bring health services closer to the people, stressing that the health facility will be equipped with important medical requirements. She disclosed this in Mpima in the company of officials from the District Health Office and the Planning Department as they were surveying for land where the hospital will be constructed.
I'm in Mpima area now, right in the forest. My mission of coming here with the district health director and the director of planning, we came to survey to look for land. We are going to put our district hospital, which has nearly been awarded. When I requested, when people of Kabwe requested through me and through the Minister of Health, this cry has been heard. Today we are saying that we are going to have a district hospital for friends. We will come with 18 staff houses. 9 will be 2 bedrooms and the other 9 will be 3-bedroom houses. It will come with a water treatment plant and it will come with a sewer treatment plant. It will come with a solar and it will also come with an ambulance and it will come with all modern equipment ranging from the CT scan, the ultrasound, the machines, the ECG machines, and it comes with a theater, fully equipped theater.
Bimalab and Grellings Actual Consulting have strategically partnered to host the Insur Tech Conference themed Building Bridges, Transforming Traditional Insurance by Accelerating Innovation. The partnership aims to foster insurance innovation, create space for bold ideas, and support startups and innovators shaping the future of inclusive insurance. Bimalab Africa and InsurTech Accelerator programs, which are designed to support high-impact early-stage, growth-stage, and scaling-stage startups in Africa. It helps startups build innovative insurance solutions, build investable businesses, navigate regulatory challenges, secure partnerships, and attract investment. Meanwhile, Grellings Actuarial Consulting brings world-class expertise in actuarial science, risk modeling, and data-driven insights, ensuring innovations are creative, sustainable, scalable, and backed by strong technical foundations. In the meantime, the partnership will equip startups and innovators with advanced actuarial and risk management expertise, ensure financially sound and customer-focused solutions, and contribute to building stronger, more inclusive insurance ecosystems across Africa. This collaborative partnership between the two organizations aims to make insurance accessible, affordable, and impactful for every African. The InsurTech Conference will provide a platform for innovators, regulators, and industry experts to engage, share ideas, and shape the future of insurance in Africa. In international news, Sudan's army has denied targeting a world food program convoy delivering aid to famine-hit areas in Darfur. The Rapid Support Forces, RSF, had blamed the army for Wednesday's airstrike in Melit, a town under RSF control. The WFP said 3 of the convoy's 16 trucks were damaged and caught fire, but all staff were safe. The organization is assessing the full impact and gathering more information. Sudan has been in a civil war since April 2023 after a power struggle erupted between the army and the RSF, triggering one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Both sides have used drones in the conflict and attacks on aid operations have become frequent. The convoy was heading to a famine-affected village near Melit, about 90 kilometers northwest of El Fasher, which the RSF has besieged for over a year. Both the army and the RSF have been accused of obstructing aid deliveries and using starvation as a weapon of war. In June, 5 aid workers were killed in a similar attack in El Fasher. So far, tens of thousands have died, 12 million have been displaced, and over 4.5 million refugees, mostly women and children, have fled to neighboring countries.
Still within international news, Nairobi specifically wants to reprofile the $5 billion loan that Beijing underwrote for the construction of the East African country's modern railway. This is according to Finance Minister, as he told Reuters on Wednesday. If approved, the move would reduce pressure on Kenya's forex reserves. The country spends nearly $1 billion a year in debt service to China. Since 2022, Kenya's debt servicing costs have skyrocketed.